Government Rights in Land. Introduction. Today, the government retains four rights in land. Regardless of who owns property or what type of ownership, the government has these rights in all real property. These rights exist at the local, state, and federal levels. The acronym PETE is a helpful memory aid. Police power. A change in zoning can result in a non-conforming use of land. This use was permitted under former rules. An example would be an apartment building in an area that was zoned residential multifamily, and the zoning has been changed to R1, residential single family only. If the intended use of a property violates zoning, the owners must request a variance, permission to violate the rules. Variances are often requested before construction to avoid violation of the rules. An example would be permission to extend a building beyond the setback or building line. A setback is the amount of space required between the lot line and the building line. Zoning or deed restrictions can determine the setback. A buffer zone is an area of land separating one land use from another, such as residential from commercial. The buffer zone is located between incompatible uses. It is a transitional use. Example: single-family, apartments, retail. The apartments are the buffer zone. Changing the zoning of a property to a lower value use is called downzoning. The government is under no obligation to compensate an owner for this, even though the property may suffer a decrease in value as a result. Building codes apply to all types of commercial and residential buildings. All residential structures must conform to code, whether they are site-built homes or modular homes. Modular homes are assembled from modules built in a factory and delivered to the job site. Manufactured homes, formerly known as mobile homes, are built in a factory and are built to a nationwide building code administered by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Eminent domain. Eminent domain is the right of the government to take private land for public use. The action of taking the land is called condemnation. Land must be taken for the good of all. Examples of valid reasons for taking the land include schools, parks, hospitals, government buildings, roads, and utilities. When this occurs, the owner is compensated for the land taken. If an individual is not satisfied with the price placed on his property, he may challenge this amount in court. The court will ask for expert opinions from several qualified appraisers before determining a fair value. If only a portion of a property is taken, the owner will be reimbursed for the portion taken, and also for any loss of value caused by the land being diminished in size or separated into more than one piece. Easements by condemnation are also allowed under the right of eminent domain. For example, the government may take an easement on a particular property to run power lines to another property. The government will use the right of eminent domain to take easements for itself, the utilities, and the railroads. If a landowner sues the government to force the government to buy his land, this is inverse condemnation. Taxation. Taxation is the right the government retains to tax real property. When the king first gave individuals the right to own land, it was because land was the primary source of wealth to everyone due to the agrarian-based economy of the time. Those who had land had wealth. In addition, land, as opposed to other types of assets, cannot be hidden. Property taxes are ad valorem taxes. That is, they are according to value. The greater the value of the property, the higher the taxes. Property taxes create the highest priority lien against real property. Unpaid taxes are an automatic lien, and at foreclosure will always be paid first. If property taxes are not paid, the land may be seized and sold. Assessed value is property value for tax purposes. The tax rate multiplied by the assessed value will equal the tax payment due. Rates can be per hundred or per thousand, called mills. For example, a $2.50 rate per hundred means an owner pays $2.50 for every $100 of assessed value. A rate of 25 mills means an owner pays $25 for every $1,000 of assessed value. If the local government is providing a benefit to a limited number of property owners, such as curbs or sidewalks in a neighborhood, a special assessment tax may be levied against only those property owners who benefit from the improvement. In a real estate sale with an unpaid balance on a special assessment, the special assessment is usually paid by the seller, but could be prorated at closing. If a property is in a municipal improvement district, the property owner will receive a tax bill, similar to a special assessment, until the improvement is paid for or the improvement district designation is removed. In other words, this can be a temporary or permanent tax. Rollback taxes. Running into rollback taxes can become an issue in Texas. Land that was previously appraised as agricultural land, qualifying for a reduction in taxes that is changing to non-agricultural use, will cost the new property owner quite a bit of cash. 3 years of rollback tax, the difference between the taxes paid on the land's agricultural value and the land's market value. Prorations are calculated through the day of closing for taxes, maintenance fees, and rents, if any. Tax prorations may be calculated to take into consideration any change in exemptions that will affect the current year's taxes. All counties in the state of Texas allow qualified landowners conditional status of farm or ranch property, or for property used for the production of agricultural products, including timber. This conditional status is commonly referred to as an exemption. This condition does not include homes or outbuildings on the land, but just the value of the land itself. Three of the most common types of land use that could qualify for this condition are agricultural, wildlife, and timber. Agricultural may include row crops, grazing of animals, baling of hay, truck farming, nursery activity, cash crops, and horse breeding. The following example shows the taxing authority agricultural use valuation on 100 acres to be $15,210, while the non-agricultural use valuation is deemed to be $628,480 by the taxing authority. If the landowner qualifies for an agricultural condition, he will pay taxes on the land at a value of $15,210, or $304.20 per year, assuming the tax rate is $2 per hundred. Thus, the rollback rules came into being for every county in Texas. In layman's terms, if an owner has taken advantage of the condition or exemption and changes the use of the property, the taxing authority in that county will roll the taxes back for a period of 3 years. The most common change of use would be creating subdivisions or commercial developments. This rollback is assessed to the owner of the property, regardless of how long it has been owned. The example indicates a rollback on the 100 acres of $61,327 to be paid at the time of the change. Escheat. If a person dies intestate, without a will, and without heirs, the government will take title to his real property under the right of escheat. If property is abandoned, escheat will also be the solution. The government does not want land to be unowned. Note, single without children does not mean without heirs. Encumbrances. A claim, lien, charge, or liability attached to and binding real property is an encumbrance. Encumbrances place limitations on property owners. Some common examples of encumbrances are liens, easements, encroachments, restrictions, and leases. The property rights of the owner are diminished by an encumbrance. Some encumbrances are desirable, as they afford us the services we need, utility easements. Other encumbrances are negative, as they limit our ability to freely use our own property, such as easements for ingress and egress onto another property. Some are freely given, such as mortgage liens, and some are taken or come with the property, such as deed restrictions. In any case, almost all properties have some encumbrances against them. The legal method of removing an encumbrance is to obtain a release. Liens. A lien is a right given by law to certain creditors to have debts paid out of the property of a defaulting debtor, usually by means of a court sale. A lien holder does not own the property that is encumbered. Instead, the holder has an interest that, in some cases, may result in the foreclosure of the property. Common examples of liens include mortgages and trust deeds, tax liens, judgments, mechanics and materialmans, M&M liens. Liens can be specific or general. A specific lien attaches to one or more specific or named properties. Example, a mortgage. A general lien attaches to all the property of the debtor, not exempt from forced sale. Example, a judgment or IRS lien. Recording is required for a judgment to become a lien. Liens may also be categorized as voluntary or involuntary, and as statutory or equitable. A voluntary lien is one that is freely given, usually as collateral for a loan. A mortgage lien is a common example of a voluntary lien. An involuntary lien is one that is placed on the property against the wishes of the property owner. Common examples of involuntary liens include judgment and tax liens. Because it is created by law, a tax lien would also be categorized as a statutory lien. Equitable liens arise out of common law. Vendor, seller, or vendee, buyer. Liens are examples of equitable liens. Other encumbrances. Real property is subject to many other potential encumbrances, including covenants, conditions, and restrictions. CC&Rs are the deed restrictions that control the use of property and architectural style. Private deed restrictions are limitations placed in a deed when property is conveyed to a new owner. As a rule, these deed restrictions apply to all future owners. Easements for ingress/egress and utilities. Private control of land use. The most common private controls of land use are deed covenants, conditions, and restrictions, CC&Rs, and property owner association, POA, regulations. The style and appearance requirements of improvements are set by covenants, garages facing the rear of the property, etc. CC&RS are found in a recorded document called a Declaration of Restrictions and are imposed by the grantor, who is usually the developer of the subdivision. Violation can result in a civil court action brought by other property owners who are bound by the same deed restrictions. The court will issue an injunction to enforce the restrictions. In some cases, both deed restrictions and zoning can exist. If this is true, whichever is the most restrictive or limiting must be obeyed. Deed restrictions are contractual obligations that are usually permanent and therefore, in most cases, do not expire. Appurtenances. An appurtenance is a right or privilege or improvement that belongs to and passes with land, but is not necessarily a part of the land. Examples are easements and leases that are binding on a new owner when the property is sold. Fixtures and improvements are also appurtenances. Encroachments. The intrusion of one's property onto another's property creates an encroachment. A neighbor's fence that crosses a boundary or tree limbs extending over a boundary are examples of encroachments. Encroachments must always be disclosed. A survey is required to determine if an encroachment exists,